It's time for another legislative update brought to you by Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. And joining us over the phone today, we have Senator David Hinkins. And first off, Mr. Hinkins, as always, it's great to get you on the show. Thank you for taking time for us today.
Thank you. It's good to be here. Appreciate it.
Definitely. I know there's plenty for us to talk about today, and mostly your day is going to revolve around funding requests, right? That's what you're geared towards today.
We actually have our Natural Resources Committee started, just starting this morning, and some of the requests are the building blocks for the Department of, like, the Parks and Recreation, as well as DWR and things like that, and so they'll be the requests, and then we'll be starting on the personal requests requested of individual legislators. One of the requests that I've been involved with so far is the John Wesley Powell Museum has asked for $75,000 request to a trail along the Green River, so that when people stop there, they'll be able to, because there's really no access to it, and so this will actually give them access on a trail to give, so the people, tourists, can come through and kind of walk down along the river, which would be quite nice. And so that was a request that came to me from the museum, and so we're working on that one, and that went to the Department of Transportation. Then I've got a big request that's for the Carbon Canal diversion, which is near the golf course. It's about $589,000 request that they're come up short. And so we're going to try and help see if the state can help with that to mitigate the cost to the water users in on the Carbon Canal. And then, of course, I've got one that's at 9:20 this morning. I've got to go over to a different committee and present for the Moab Music Festival, which has been an ongoing project that I usually ask for a $50,000 request for them for the Moab Music Festival. So I've got to go present that and hopefully get that funded for them. And then one of the big requests that I've got going is a Coal to Fiber, which is a $500,000 request, which would include the University of Utah as well as some of the other universities to try to get a project in Carbon County that would be a Coal to Carbon Fiber project. And they've been working on it. They got a grant two years ago from the Department of Energy for $1.6 million. And, of course, this money, if we could get this, would actually leverage some more money from the federal government to be able to hopefully get a project in there, start utilizing some of the coal from our area. And also one of my requests is going to be for my Senate Bill 96, which is a canal relocation funding, and it's the fiscal note on it was $25,000, and so I'll be requesting that tomorrow morning to try to get that bill funded so that it would go into effect. And then one of the bills that I'm working on is the sports vehicle modification, which is Senate Bill 149. It Polaris came to the Department of Parks to see if they could actually get a little bit wider one because of some of the ones that are more narrow. The trails are narrow and doesn't allow certain sizes, so this would actually make a Class 3 vehicle modification for it. So, and that's some of the big things that's going on for me. One of the bills that I'm working on that's trying to get drafted now is rural air standards. They're trying to make more stringent air standards here in the Salt Lake Valley, but that would also reflect out into our rural areas. So I'm trying to get a bill that would exempt counties of the 3rd, 4th, 5th, and classes, the smaller counties, so that that doesn't impact, especially the oil and gas exploration in our area, but especially in the basin, in the Uinta Basin. And,
I think any time you mention rural air standards, people here, I think the ears perk up a little bit. I mean, that's such a hot topic here in Carbon, Emory, mm-hmm. and Grand Counties. I mean, that's very mm-hmm. interesting. So what's the basis of that?
Well, the thing of it is our air parts per million is 40 parts per million. If nobody even lived in the state of Utah because of inversions, it's especially in the Uinta Basin as well as here in the Salt Lake Valley. Anytime you have mountains, it's kind of trapped the air. And so but the standards is at 75. This is what they're trying to make it, 70 to 75 parts per billion. And so it doesn't leave a lot of arbitrage between the gap, and so we just don't want to see that impact. By lowering the air standards, they're trying to, the EPA is asking the Department of Environmental Quality to lower those standards so that to get the air in Salt Lake. So in other words, try to shut down industry, which is about 17% of the pollution now, and it's over 50% is vehicles. And the rest is from home heating and from business heating and also from the airport. So there's not a lot they could do to shut it down. I mean, so anyway, we just don't want that to, their standards here to impact the air. I mean, to have the standards out in the rural Utah is not, you know, we've got the clean air, so we don't want to have to not allow any industry in our area because of Salt Lake area's air. And so that would, you know, the air shed would be the whole state rather than the part that they're really concerned about.
Well, sounds like next week when we talk, once again, there's going to be plenty on the agenda with all the funding requests and, of course, the sports vehicle modification and the rural air standards. I mean, there's plenty to talk about, I think, in the next couple of weeks. It's going to be a big couple of weeks, isn't it?
Yes. Right now, our biggest thing right now is to try to get our appropriations. That's our budget. We passed the Senate bills out yesterday, and the House bills will be here today, and they have to be done today so that we have something in place. So we don't have a state shutdown like they do a federal shutdown. And so we want to make sure that we at least have the bills, the financial bills in place so that we can keep doing business as usual.
Well, Senator David Hinkins, it's always a pleasure to get you on. Thank you again for taking out the time today, and I know we'll catch up again next week.
Thank you so much. Good to hear from you. Thank you.
And that has been another legislative update brought to you by Eastern Utah Community Credit Union.
When talking about service, I'm sure you'll concur. It's actions that speak louder than words. So with my money, every red cent, I trust these folks 100%. Eastern Utah Community Credit Union.
Now that Christmas has come and gone, are you left with several high-rate credit card bills? At Eastern Utah Community Credit Union, they have a great low-rate alternative to all those high-interest rate cards. You can roll over several balances to either their Premier or Extra Awards Visa card and extend your payment due date an extra month. There are no annual fees, and for a limited time, you can earn 1 point for every dollar you transfer or have your balance transfer fee waived. You can spend the points you earn for gift cards, hotel stays, or cash in your pocket. They're easy to earn and even easier to use. At Eastern Utah Community Credit Union, you can depend on us to help you start this new year off right.
Membership and eligibility required. NCUA insured. Loans approved on credit. Equal housing lender.
Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. Depend on us.